Good morning. We have a fair amount of clouds mixed with a little bit of sunshine this morning. Still a bit brisk, still a bit chilly, with temperatures largely in the lower 30s across the region. We'll turn things around with some sunshine this morning mixed with clouds, and temperatures will push back through the 30s and into the 40s, and on our way up into the lower to mid-50s on average for afternoon highs. We still have a large storm in the mid-levels of the atmosphere that's spinning around in southern Canada. This storm system will slowly weaken today and begin to move out. It'll take its time in doing so, so we still run the risk at a few scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise plenty of clouds and a little bit of a breeze right on through the evening hours. Overnight, tonight's skies stay mostly cloudy and temperatures drop back down into the 30s. Tomorrow, a bit more in the way of sunshine as the system continues to depart. Still plenty of clouds, though, and we still run the risk at a shower, blustery and staying chilly, with highs in the mid-50s, while temperatures will rebound back up to 60 degrees on Friday with brilliant sunshine as a ridge of high pressure begins to build in. That same high will continue to dominate into the weekend. Saturday, lots of sunshine, mild to warm with temperatures in the mid-60s, while we'll push up toward the 70-degree mark on Sunday. By the second half of the weekend, that surge of milder air will touch off some clouds and perhaps even some showers on Sunday morning, which could last into the afternoon. Early next week stays mild with highs back into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern and central high plains. An upper-level ridge that has been persistent across the southern Rockies will finally begin to move eastward today, with the ridge axis located across the Great Plains by this afternoon. On the western side of the upper-level ridge, an axis of moderate instability will develop from far west Texas, extending northward into the Caprock and westward into eastern New Mexico. As surface temperatures warm today, scattered thunderstorms will initiate along the western edge of the instability axis, with convection spreading eastward across the slight risk area late this afternoon into this evening. This environment will support isolated supercell development with a threat for large hail. An isolated wind damage threat will also be possible as storms increase in coverage during the later afternoon hours. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Pasco, Washington at 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Moose Tur Air Force Base in Turkey at 3:50 p.m. yesterday. There were 8 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Palisades, Idaho. The 70-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1990 by 7 degrees. There was 1 daily record low at Pipestone, Minnesota. It was 2 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record set in 1989. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 29, 82% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer holding steady at 29.81 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 at Tioga, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy, scattered showers, mid-50s, Boston, mostly cloudy, with a few showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 48, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, just 13 hundredths for the month and 4.93 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low 36, the record high 82 set in 2011 and in 1945, and the record low 20 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool today with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. We'll have partly sunny skies. It'll be breezy, cool today with a few scattered showers and highs reaching into the middle 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, chilly today with scattered showers and highs right around 50. Cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, cool today, showers around with highs in the middle 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, plenty of clouds around today, some breaks of sunshine, still a bit brisk and chilly, with a few scattered showers passing through, and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a bit more sunshine mixed with clouds, breezy and cool, with a passing shower in the mid-50s. Back to mostly sunny skies Friday, near 60. Sunshine mixing with clouds on Saturday afternoon, still warm though, in the mid-60s. Near 70 on Sunday with showers likely, otherwise partly sunny. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, with highs both days in the middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.